From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea claims to have detonated a fourth nuclear device. The UN Security Council plans to meet Wednesday following announcement the North conducted another nuclear test, what Pyongyang says was its first successful hydrogen bomb. The blast has been condemned by both South Korea and Japan. The U.S. says it will respond appropriately. A hydrogen blast is far more powerful than an atomic one. Bruce Bennett, a Korea analyst with the RAND Corporation, cast doubt on the claim.
Given the scale is logarithmic, that means this one was about 1.5 times as powerful as the last one. So it takes it barely up to the level of the Hiroshima blast, roughly speaking. That's not too impressive for a fourth nuclear test.
He says to be a true hydrogen blast, it should have been 10 to 100 times more powerful. A U.S. service member has been killed, at least two others wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook telling reporters the U.S. troops came under fire while conducting a train advise and assist mission.
They were with Afghan special forces, as we've had U.S. special operators previously. But we don't yet have all the circumstances, all the details to determine exactly what took place and particularly how this casualty took place and how these people were injured.
A helicopter was sent to evacuate the wounded but was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. Intense mortar fire prevented a second helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition groups have been postponed. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Arusha, Tanzania. A senior government Burundian official said Tuesday it will not participate due to the inclusion of those who, he said, are supporting violence. An opposition coalition said it had not yet received an invitation to the talks. This is VOA News. Kuwait Tuesday joined other Saudi allies in taking diplomatic action against Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shia cleric. Monday, Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting diplomatic ties with Tehran. In Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, was asked what impact the sectarian divide among Sunnis and Shia may have on efforts to fight the IS group in Iraq.
Secretary Kerry here was on the phone almost all day yesterday. We are encouraging de-escalation because anytime you have regional polarization, regional escalation, it obviously can cause difficulties and it opens up seams for extremists on all sides to take advantage of the situation. There were reports yesterday of a couple mosques that were targeted. The government of Iraq immediately responded to that. But obviously it's something that we're concerned about, and that's why the secretary's been spending so much of his time on it.
Meanwhile, Iran's president Tuesday said Saudi Arabia cannot, quote, hide its crime of executing Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. President Obama Tuesday announced executive actions aimed at reducing gun violence in the United States.
Every single year, more than 30,000 Americans have their lives cut short by guns. The United States of America is not the only country on earth with violent or dangerous people. We are not inherently more prone to violence, but we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency.
His actions require more gun sellers to get licenses, more gun buyers to undergo background checks, tightens enforcement of existing gun laws, increases mental health treatment, and expands research into gun safety technology. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, says there's a better way.
If he wanted to advocate change in the law that would actually be beneficial, he could work with us to get rid of gun-free zones, because all of our mass murders in public have occurred since 1950, all but two, in these gun-free zones.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, called the president's proposals, quote, a dangerous level of executive overreach. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of six militants were killed after an attack on an airbase in the north. The assault, which began Saturday, left seven security personnel dead. Pakistan has promised its full cooperation. The United Jihad Council, based in Pakistani Kashmir, claimed responsibility. The key Libyan oil port of Es-Sider is under attack from Islamic State for a second day. At least seven guards defending the site have been killed as IS fighters push out of their stronghold in Sirte toward the so-called oil crescent along the country's northern coast. Former Nigerian Defense Minister Bello Haliru Mohammed and his son charged with four counts of criminal breach of trust and money laundering. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.